grooming behaviours. You may have already heard about grooming going about your day-to-day from the TV or online. Okay, yes, that is grooming, but in this video, we're going to be learning about the other, much darker meaning of the word. Sorry, Fluffy. Grooming is when an adult tries to gain the trust of a young person, and sometimes their family, with the goal of exploiting them, often in a sexual manner. This can happen both in person and online, and is done slowly and so subtly that it's often hard to detect. There are many tools they can use to gain this trust, like offering you help, gifts, or even encouraging you to take part in illegal behaviour, which can result in them having power over you. A groomer can be anyone, a friend, family member, stranger, or someone with a professional, coaching, religious, or caring role. The majority of the time, grooming is targeted on people who are under the age of consent. This doesn't just mean it's very wrong, it's very illegal. Let's watch a scenario and see if you can spot some telltale signs throughout the stages of grooming. Aditi is an avid athlete and decided to start training after school. After seeing Aditi's awesome potential, her new coach Jules offers to help her out by driving her home. Jules would often take Aditi out for dinner afterwards to celebrate her good work. As time went on, Jules even started offering massages that would better her performance. Aditi assumes her coach knows what's best for training and agrees. One night after practice, Jules suggests they get takeaway and drives Aditi to the park instead. Nobody's around this time of night. As they sit to eat, Jules offers her some alcohol with a wink, assuring it'll be our little secret. Aditi reluctantly accepts and notes Jules' disappointment when she only takes a small sip. "Pfft, baby," he taunts. Then seemingly out of nowhere, Jules brings up some porn he'd watched. Aditi brushes it off with a nervous laugh and awkwardly tries to eat her burger. Jules continues to start boasting about his sexual encounters and pushes Aditi to share hers. Aditi remains polite, but it all becomes too much when Jules insists he can help her train in other ways. Mental alarm bells ring and Aditi knows she must remove herself from the situation. "Oh, gotta use the bathroom, back soon," she says, shifting away from her coach. Aditi heads straight to the bus stop instead. Texting her parents, she is on her way home and needs to talk to them. If you feel like something is off for you or a friend, speak to a trusted adult